Allman stood 5'5", and when he moved, it was with the prissy speed that seems to be the exclusive domain of all small, plump men. The part in his hair was exact, and his dark suit was sober but comforting. "I'm a man you can bring your problems to," that suit said to the paying customer. To the hired help, it spoke more curtly, "This had better be good, you." There was a red carnation in the lapel, perhaps so that no one on the street would mistake Stuart Allman for the local undertaker. As he listened to Allman speak, Jack admitted to himself that he probably could not have liked any man on that side of the desk, under the circumstances. Allman had asked a question he hadn't caught. That was bad. Allman was the type of man who would file such lapses away in a mental Rolodex for later consideration. "I'm sorry? I asked if your wife fully understood what you would be taking on here. And there's your son, of course." He glanced down at the application in front of him. "Daniel, your wife isn't a bit intimidated by the idea?"
"Wendy is an extraordinary woman."
"And your son is also extraordinary?" Jack smiled, a big, wide PR smile. "We like to think so, I suppose. He's quite self-reliant for a 5-year-old. No returning smile from Allman. He slipped Jack's application back into a file. The file went into a drawer. The desktop was now completely bare, except for a blotter, a telephone, a tensor lamp, and an in-out basket. Both sides of the in-out were empty, too. Allman stood up and went to the file cabinet in the corner.
"Step around the desk, if you will, Mr. Torrance. We'll look at the hotel floor plans."